League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
John Cena is explaining why he doesn't want kids.
And Katy Perry and Sydney Sweeney are thirst trapping, but who did it better?
And later, Selena Johnson is here to dish on her new album, Legacy, and a whole lot more. But first,
let's get this started!
All right, y'all. Last week, we all thought Beyonce would show up at the Democratic National Convention. Some outlets even confirmed that she would appear, so everyone was really disappointed when it didn't happen. Well, executive producer Ricky Kirshner setting the record straight. He said, hey, man, we never put out anything about Beyonce. Even though, by the way, people on my staff didn't believe me, but come on. We had the biggest star, the Democratic nominee for president. Why would we want to overshadow that? So, does that reasoning make sense to you guys?
Yes, of course. It's Kamala's night. Like, exactly. I wonder if Beyonce gets tired of, like, people always saying, Beyonce is coming. The whole time she be at home with her 5011 kids, minding her business, recording her albums. Mm-hmm. Why does she have to be everywhere,
you know,
y'all?
You know they had to ask, though. Like, when Kamala got the spot, you know that got to be one of those things, well, like, can you get a hold of Beyonce? Like, I would not be surprised if she does eventually come out and stump for Kamala.
Of course. She let her use freedom.
Right?
Exactly. So,
okay. Yeah, like, you know, having her in the Sonic form is sometimes just as good. Like, who would have been a good runner-up that could have pulled up if not Beyonce?
Nobody.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, though, honey. I'm not into politics, but I stayed up all night waiting for her, and she didn't show up. I'm like, well.
So were you mad, Gary?
Yes, I was mad because, and you know, I'm not into all that.
I think everybody wanted to see her.
Yeah, and I'm sitting up waiting like a damn fool. It was around 11:30.
But at what point did you know it wasn't going to happen?
Once Kamala came out,
Bitch, how you know? That's when I knew. She wouldn't come out before Beyonce.
She wouldn't come out after,
and
right.
That's when I realized.
Right. I'd have still hung it in. It's like, oh, Beyonce going to close the show.
Right.
You waiting?
Okay, y'all. Miles Teller and his wife, Kelly, got married in 2019 after he proposed to her on an African safari. Well, to celebrate their fifth anniversary, she flipped the script, got down on one knee, and offered him the key to her heart. Oh. She said, Miles always said it's not fair men don't get proposed to, so I cheesed out and did it for him with his dream boat. Wow, that is nice. So, Tanner and HK, would y'all like it if a woman proposed to you?
I love the idea here. Like, if and when it's time for me, like, I'll definitely be the one doing it the first time. There's no doubt about it. But for an anniversary, that's real cute,
I think.
It's
cute.
Yeah.
The Annaboat?
Yeah, Annaboat, come on now.
Hello.
Yo, if a chick got down on one knee, like, in public, I'd be like, yo, not here.
Let's get on the boat.
Oh, my God.
I'm screaming.
All right, y'all. John Cena does a lot of work with children through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. A lot of people know that. But he doesn't want kids of his own. And on Club Shay Shay, he explained why. Check it out.
I don't think I'm personally ready, nor will I ever be, to invest the time it needs to be a great parent. I want to live life for all it is. I still have a lot to do. And I still want to do a lot. I have a wonderful partner I do it with. We've had open conversations about this. We share the same values.
All right.
Wow.
All right. So he's also 47. So is it good that he knows himself well enough to know what he wants and doesn't want?
Yeah.
I see him having children at 80, at the tender age of 80.
Yeah.
He going like, you know what? It's time. I'm ready. I ain't got nothing else left to do. Let me go ahead and have
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, sometimes the best thing you can do is be honest, you know what I mean? As opposed to doing something you don't want to do and begrudging it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm just surprised he had no slip-ups.
Yeah.
Pull-out issues
Same.
All his life.
Yeah.
That would turn his whole wrestling slogan to a real thing, like, you can't see me. Like, those kids can't find me.
He's been very, very careful. I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Most
good.
Men can't do that, especially somebody of his stature.
Right.
He's a good man right there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a TikTok user named LaLaWrite2, and she definitely knew what she wanted, and that was to attend the birthday party of Rod Wave. Now, but instead of buying a ticket, she dressed up as security and acted like she was just late for work. Check it out.
I want me to sneak in Rod Wave concert. I will not miss another one.
I got this from the thrift store like 3 hours ago.
That's the security haircut.
It's giving security.
Excuse this, me, this is Delaware North.
Security or Waffle House, either one.
This is dynamite.
I'm gonna gaslight the
Did it work?
Well, at the end, she confessed the scheme to an actual employee and said they need to tighten up their security. So, what y'all think it is?
So, her scheme that Todd set up really did work.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's crazy. It's scary, though.
She needs...
Okay.
It is very scary, though, but I feel like she needs to check her DMs because, like, somebody should turn this into a movie. To me, this is... I think this is brilliant for, like, a young woman to, like, break into a birthday concert, you know?
No, I feel like this is something they would have put out during the pandemic, you know, like, on Netflix.
Ain't that a crime?
Yo, we love telling on ourselves in this day and age. Yeah. Like, man, you would have found out about that 2 years later.
Girl, the way I would have snuck into all the concerts, Usher coming to town soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have been down to the Usher concert. Shoot.
But now she's telling people are gonna be really watching people in all black at these concerts and stuff. If she's lying, at least telling the world about it, shut up. Hell.
You think I could get away with this at State Farm Arena when Usher comes?
Probably could.
Maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is walk through, look like you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Little earpiece, random laminate.
Period. Well, it's time for
Battle of the Thirst Traps.
The first up is Katy Perry. She was at a club promoting her upcoming album, and she dropped these pics and said, "They say I do it for the male gaze, G-A-Z-E, but the truth is I do it for the male gaze."
Oh.
So Gary, what do you think? Is she doing it for the gaze? Is she giving you life?
Well, I mean, I like it and everything, but you know, she needs to be a little bit more dramatic. That's not a lot of drama. Yeah. You know, it's kind of something girls wear to the club on a regular. But it's cute, though.
That's
I like
cute.
It. So those gays,
I think the blue suit is more flamboyant than her outfit.
Now, that's what the gays like. Okay, so y'all know Miss Sydney Sweeney's cup runneth over. But, baby, she got those cakes, too, honey. Now, she dropped the pics and said...
What in the world?
Are you not thinking?
You didn't see this when it dropped?
Thirst trap. So what y'all think?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You okay?
Why?
When did she get all that?
Where did she hit the trailer
What's
up like that?
On?
Jesus.
Oh!
No, I think it's just too much collagen.
Now she got her foot up. That really made the thirst trap even more.
Oh, she traps.
She know
frequently.
What it is. Okay.
Sydney knows what she be doing. Mm-hmm. She knows exactly what she be. She knowed it.
It's more like Sydney sneaky.
Nah, ain't nothing sneaky about them cakes, honey.
Okay, guys, so who wins the battle?
Sydney
Sweeney.
Yeah. Sydney. Yeah. She got the bakery all out.
Clearly.
She got the bakery out.
Like, you couldn't even compare that booty to, you know, no. God bless Katy Perry and that little teacup booty she got, man.
Sydney had the croissants on deck.
Yeah. Respect to Katy Perry, but Sydney Sweeney was bass fishing right there. You know what I'm saying?
Beignets.
Yeah.
Lord. Okay, Sydney, I know you
Oh, sorry, it's my turn.
I know she all that motion.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Brad. I'm getting it back together. Okay. All right, up next, fashion icon Adam Sandler. You heard it right.
What?
He's explaining his personal sense of style. You don't want to miss this, so come right back.
Lord have mercy.
The Sandman.
Tanner, you all right?
I'm good now.
He need to turn red. He'll try. He fine.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. So Adam Sandler is so synonymous with casual fashion. That, guys, there's even a word for how he dresses. It's called Sandlercore.
Oh, really?
Well, TikToker Mystery Fashionist stopped him for a Man on the Street interview where he explained his style. Check it out.
My name is Adam, Brooklyn.
Adam always got that drip.
It just happens. I didn't really think it through. There's sneakers, there's some goofy shorts, whatever. Whatever is in the closet, I grab it. I think I got a bunch of the same socks. Underwear is kind of similar too. Okay. I grab it. I don't think about it much. Most people make fun of me in my family, but I keep moving.
Okay, so that guy right there is worth about $440 million.
Okay.
So are you surprised that he doesn't wear any expensive clothes at all?
That's how the rich people who get it stay rich.
Yeah.
Not only that, but Adam Sandler has always been like that. He's never been a flashy guy.
Yeah.
He's always been just a simple guy. He just goes to work, minds his business, go home. Mm-hmm. Like,
but I respect what he does because, like, Adam Sandler is dressed like he's ready to play basketball no matter
right.
where he is. You know what I mean? Because he hoop and he nice. So he's ready for a pickup game at all times.
He looks like he's always ready to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Or run an errand.
Mm-hmm. Quick errand.
All right, so it's time for Dinky Dish Coming. A 39-year-old Kentucky man named Jesse Kipp was just sentenced to 81 months in prison. Oh. Yeah, that's 6 years and 9 months. Here's why, though.
Wow.
To avoid paying his ex-wife over $100,000 in back child support, Jesse faked his own death. Now, how you might ask? Well, he infiltrated Hawaii's death registry and falsely certified his own death, which was shared with other states. Then he hacked into a bunch of other databases like hotel registries and sold access to all those systems to buyers on the dark web until it finally caught up with him. So, could you imagine going that far to avoid paying child support or any bill for that matter?
Can he hack the student death, the student debt relief? Thingy online, please hack FAFSA.
Okay.
Hack FAFSA, please. I have 100K in student loans. Well, please hack it and delete mine.
They garnish my wages. I don't know how they didn't get you.
They do?
Baby, they garnish mine. Oh. I'm still confused about it, but maybe I'm just wrong.
What?
He didn't look right.
He did look a little thrown off.
Yeah.
A little shocked, maybe.
Yeah. That's a man who faked his own death and was surprised to be caught alive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, $100,000 worth of child support? Like, who did you get pregnant?
My Lord. And hey, he's not even black. Oh.
That's my shut up,
one,
Gary.
One of my cousins.
All right, are you curious about Ozempic or Wegovy, but you can't get your hands on it?
That's where Roll come in.
You've probably heard about how effective they are. You've also probably heard that they're in shortage. So let Roll help.
Roll members have support throughout the process. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions.
That's right. You can see if you qualify from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. And if prescribed, your medication ships directly to you in 1 to 4 days.
Ooh, okay, honey, now I love the sound of this. So you know I don't like to leave my house.
Well, Gary, Roll's got you covered. Go to roll.co/dish. Memberships start at just $99 for your first month. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/dish. Go to roll.co/safety for black box warning and full safety information. Compounded medication is not required to and does not receive FDA review or approval. RX only.
Okay, y'all. Up next, the one and only Selena Johnson is here to talk about her musical legacy and much more. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay!
We have a music icon sitting here with us today to talk about her latest album, Legacy, and much, much more. Please welcome singer, songwriter, actress, and personality, Selena Johnson.
Selena, the album's called Legacy. What was the inspiration behind this and obviously the cover?
Okay, so my father passed away 2 years ago, which is when I...
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Which is when I decided to go into the studio and, you know, honor his legacy, you know. And what I wanted to do, my father's one of the most sampled artists of all time in terms of hip hop, you know. He's been sampled over 1,000 times, you know.
Wow.
So, I just felt like, well, it's my father. You know,
well.
Maybe I should, you know, I should do the same thing to honor his legacy. So every song is 16 tracks on this album, and every song has a piece of his music or his voice is sampled.
Cool. That's
so
dope.
Nice.
Did you ask him to sample, I mean, before he died? Because you know they said y'all got to get permission and
he
stuff.
He probably is going to curse me out. He's probably going in heaven right now. But he won't be sad because he will,
the benefit.
We own the estate.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was, right. I was going to ask that.
You really don't need permission.
Correct.
Thank you.
We are the permission.
So okay. The thousand time has been sampled, it comes right back to
hello, somebody. And my siblings.
Which song would you say is the most personal and why?
Okay, there's a song called Watching Over.
Ah.
And it starts off with my dad. It's a sample from one of his records, and he's saying, please don't give up on me. Please don't give up on me.
Oh, yes.
But that's a sample from one of his records, and then it goes into me. It's a very simple, you know, acoustic type record where I'm talking to my dad as if he was here and just saying the things that I wish
you could say to him.
I could say to him.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Did he encourage you to start singing?
Not exactly.
Oh.
When I was little, I used to sing around the house. Mm-hmm. And he would tell me, he'd be in the background, shut up. He would tell me to shut up. And I would, I'd do it anyway, but I was just trying to, see if I had the talent. My sixth grade teacher was like, oh no, you have the talent. So I was trying to prove to myself, but my father told me later on in life that he was on the phone with record execs and that they would be like, who is that? You know, and he was afraid.
Protecting you. From this industry.
From the industry.
Which you damn sure need protection from.
Now, Selena, you're celebrating 20 years of the hit collab All Falls Down with Kanye West. When you recorded it, did you think that song would still go as hard as it does today and still matter?
No. Mm-hmm. I did. You know, I was talking to somebody else about this. When I recorded that record, he didn't even play the full song to me.
Just the hook.
Just like, we were working on Bullseye, which was off of my third album, and he was working on College Dropout simultaneously in the studio, and so he was up against a deadline for All Falls Down, which was the first single, and he was trying different singers, and they weren't, satisfying him. So he was just like, "Man, can you know, Selena? Can you try this hook?" And so it's like 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like, okay, because it's Chicago, so we don't need a negotiator. Mm-hmm. We just, it's Chi-Town. You just do it. We don't even, I need paperwork. We don't do none of that.
No.
So I just went next door, did the hook. He sang, he played it for me. Oh, I need you to do this. And I did it, and I did it a couple of times. He was like, well, do it like you want, put yourself into it. I did it, and then he was like, they was just quiet, and then they was like, all right, and I was like, all right, well, I'll see y'all. Y'all let me know.
Wait a minute. Didn't tell you, it's a hit. He didn't say anything.
The next morning, it was like, okay, so the video is going to be next week. Then it's coming out on this day. And I was like, wait. And then when it hit the radio, I was like, oh, wow.
Right. 2 days later.
Well, guys, don't go anywhere because the fun continues with Selena Johnson right after the breaks. We'll be right back.
Woo woo.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now, Selena, we like to have some little fun here at Dish Nation.
Oh.
And you say that this is your final album, but we like to think you'd come out to play, for certain artists. So we'll throw a few artists out and you say which of the two you come out for. You ready?
Okay. Would you come out for Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion?
Okay, I love them both, but Cardi B.
Okay.
Well,
I love Cardi B. She's
hard ones, y'all.
Janet Jackson or Mariah Carey?
That's tough.
They chose violence with that question.
I'm going to go Janet only because that's the Jackson legacy. You feel me? So, but I love Mariah.
I feel like this one is a hard one, but also an easy one. Maxwell.
It is hard and easy. Ooh. I'm going to say Usher, even though I love Maxwell.
We love Max.
But I love Usher.
Okay. What about The Brat or Gary with the T?
Oh, that's easy.
Really?
That's easy. The Brat. No.
Yo, and. I will never talk to your dad again.
Well, thank you so much, Selena Johnson, for pulling up on us and hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me. You guys are so much fun.
And make sure y'all pick up Selena's album, Legacy, which will be available this Friday, August 30th. And we'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.